Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
High noon in the District of Columbia. I got to be honest. I just ate a lot of food in the break from D-City Smokehouse. Place is phenomenal. I kept talking about the Brussels sprouts in like an erotic way to the point where CK doesn't even like Brussels sprouts. And he's like, I guess I got to try one of these now. Place is great, B. You should go drinking there. They make their own daiquiris.
I don't know nothing about the erotic part you're talking about, though. But I don't get it.
It's just a word used to describe things that arouse you.
Oh, and not for food.
Hey, man, to each their own. We don't judge on this pot, on this radio program.
We do. Yes, we do.
Well, let's judge our next guest, Mr. Ben Standing. I don't think Standing's joined us in quite some time. What up, Benny?
Too big for us.
Yeah, big
wow,
time.
I'm trying to process the erotic Brussels sprouts myself right
hey,
now.
So, yeah, wow, Ben. I think I'm gonna move to another studio and do the rest of the show. Dude's a little weird.
Yeah. No. I will say, as an adult, I've come to appreciate Brussels sprouts more. That maybe this is part of my own journey, but I haven't gotten as far as JP has with appreciating them. I'll say that much.
It's been a long journey from Milan to Minsk. All right. Standing covers the Commanders for The Athletic. All right. Tomorrow is the beginning of rookie mini camp. They have overhauled this roster significantly. What do the Commanders got now?
Well, I mean, I think, in totality, they have, a really brand new roster. It's like basically half the roster from last year is gone. And, it's so hard to say, like, we can say like it's turning the page, but when you factor in like everything that's happened, that the changes literally from ownership down over the last year, I mean, it really is, a culmination of how much has flips here, and now that you have this young player in Jaden Daniels, who I don't want to go face of the franchise just yet, but obviously that's where this is headed if things work out right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have I've been saying for a while that all the moves they've made going all the way back to before even free agency started are not really about 2024 the season. It's really about 2025 and beyond. This was really just a complete recalibration of what the roster was, the locker room, tone, everything that sort of they stand for is starting over. And they have a roster right now that's like, I don't know. I mean, if Jaden Daniels hits the CJ Stroud level, who knows, but that's like the longest of, shots just based on history. But they have this is like a chance for Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Josh Harris, et cetera, to turn this completely around, like I just said. So I think that's, to me, what the biggest takeaway is. It's not like who's going to be the left tackle or how are they going to play all the defensive backs. And all these types of things are interesting. But I'm just saying, like, it's a much bigger picture than just, like, sort of getting ready for, for week one.
All right, Jaden Daniels is going to be talked about more than anybody out there. And we all know that he has to play well if this team is going to get where they're going. But I also believe that other people got to do their jobs better. What's the next position you feel our positions need to play better for him to be able to reach his full potential?
Well, I mean, look, certainly the offensive line is a major factor. The group wasn't particularly good last year per se, but I also think they probably were a bit – blown up too much because, as we discussed at the time, Sam Howell's penchant for holding the ball in the pocket and, whatever was going on with, the enemy. It was just, it was just a weird hodgepodge. It probably wasn't on any one person. But that said, you have this new group now. They added Tyler Biadasz at center. Hopefully that stabilizes that spot. You've got Sam Cosmi. The other three spots are a little more up in the air. Again, you can't fix all your problems in one day, but in terms of Daniels in particular, you know, that's obviously where a huge component is going to be. I'm also going to sort of throw out there Jahan Dotson in the sense that, like, you know, you've got Terry McLaurin. I think we kind of know what that is. I feel like Dotson feels like a little bit more of a wild card. You know, his numbers last year weren't particularly good. He struggled based on certain metrics to get open. And again, there was so much confusion going on last year with this team that it's hard. I don't want to like put any like, you know, blame or onus or anything on any of the individual players for the most part. Mm-hmm. But what is Dotson to a degree? Like, is he going to be a legitimate number two receiver like we kind of were seeing in the first year? Or, you know, do they have to consider getting more help at some point? I just think that's going to be so fascinating to see because there's so much to like about him. But at the same time, you know, production is what production is. And Jaden Daniels is going to have, you know, his playmakers help him make plays. Simple as that.
For sure. And I think, you know, I kind of did a look at the roster, not necessarily like a 53-man projection, because I think it's just a little silly at this point because there's going to be injuries. There's going to be all kinds of stuff that happens, right? But, like, the depth in a lot of areas that'll matter for a rookie quarterback, I'm not sure is there. And perhaps we shouldn't be surprised because they were 4-13 last year with no Pro Bowlers. Yep. But, you know, people talk about – I think it was really exemplified by the lack of work the Bears did to, like, support Justin Fields. And so that I feel like for young quarterbacks, the situation has become – so vital. Like, I think I was always a Jaden ahead of Drake guy, but for the Drake crowd, I don't know that you'll get a chance to see what that kid has because I think the Pats are really bad. What kind of situation do you think Jaden is getting here?
I mean, I hate being like the wishy-washy. It's so hard to know, but you know, again, like, I think one thing that Dan Quinn said at Jaden Daniels' press conference was interesting, and that is, certainly, there's a curve when you're just coming from the NFL or from college football to the NFL, right? Obviously, there's an adjustment period. But at least in this case, the entire offense is learning a new system with Cliff Kingsbury coming in. And Quinn was saying that sometimes it's a challenge when you have a rookie come in to an already established situation. You're having to, as coaches, teach two different classes, a master's class as well as like a, you know, a one-on-one level class. Or, you know, here, everybody's going to be kind of on the same page in terms of Cliff Kingsbury's offense. You know, the pros, the vets have been around it for a bit longer, but nothing like too dramatic. So I think from that perspective, Daniels can come in and kind of be on the same page with these guys in terms of learning this specific offense. Obviously, the vets have more experience across the board. So I think that's something that oddly is going to help Daniels. But at the same time, I mean, you know, you got new starters everywhere. You've got a new coach, not to mention obviously a new head coach. It's just really hard to know what he has. I think, you know, if Cornelius Lucas and Andrew Wiley and Dotson and, you know, whatever they figure out at tight end, if that's a healthy Zach Ertz or Ben Sinnott is coming in, you know, all these pieces, if they all hit, I think could give Daniels, you know, all the support he needs. But, you know, it's hard to sit here in you know, the beginning of May and say that, you know, because how do we know, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. How do we know that anything is going to work as quickly as maybe you would think that it's got to work for the rookie quarterback? We'll see. Look, it's all curious. I think that's the other big thing with this KP and B. Mitch is like between the two coordinators, I don't, you know, we don't really know what they're going to do yet. You know, are they taking the pieces that they have and adjusting everything to them? Are they saying, here's what we're doing, and everybody's going to have to figure out a way? I think they'll adjust to the personnel, but at the same time, everything is, you know, completely different. So we have to see what it is. You know, Kingsbury has already said, don't call the offense the air raid. Joe Witt has said, if you're just looking at what we did last year in Dallas, you're going to get it wrong. Okay, well, great. What does that exactly mean?
Benny, thank you for the time,
right,
buddy.
Man.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Ben. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, guys. See ya.
All right,
that's our guy Ben Stanig. Give him a follow at Ben Stanig. You can listen to the Stanig Room Only podcast.